I've attended many life team camps over the past few summers. These are huge camps run by missionary college students, men and women in their 20s, and teens and young adults attend these camps. These 20-somethings give up a summer or maybe 2 years to evangelize teens. They come together to work serving Christ, and necessarily as they work together and get to know each other, love oftentimes does blossom. Several times I've known of some of these young adults falling in love, and several have entered into serious relationships. Others are now even engaged and preparing to be married and to have wonderful Catholic families. No one doubts this process of falling in love. It's not complicated. But we sure do doubt the discernment of priestly or religious vocations. Some agonize over this for years, but a call is a call. It's not meant to be agonized, but something beautiful, a self-gift, like that of marriage. In today's gospel, Mary is called. She is told that she is called to a supernatural vocation, to give birth to the Savior, to give birth to Christ. She is not to be afraid, because with God all things are possible. Mary has been given sufficient grace to do this. Mary's response to this is to ponder within her heart, to pray within her heart, attempting to understand the depth of this call. She does have some questions. These are not lack of faith questions, but just lack of understanding. Once God's will is made clear to Mary, she says, "I am the handmaid of the Lord, or the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." She submits. She gives her self-gift. The same is true of a supernatural call to religious life. God calls and he makes it clear over a period of time that this is what he wants for the young man or the young woman. There is no need to complicate things. This is a supernatural call, a life of many joys and unbelievable grace. Let us call to this life, embrace it as a gift, praying for the grace to respond and to appreciate that God has chosen us. Not to torture ourselves with questions and always contemplating, is this what God wants for me? But to embrace the mystery of the call each day with the heart of Mary, to give her yes to God, to give her fiat.